This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. You can also find some answers to your retirement questions at klausfinancial.com. That's klausfinancial.com. And joining us here, as they do every single week, Steve and Malia from Klaus Financial. Steve and Malia, welcome back.
Thanks,
Good
Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Yes. Hope you had a good final week of football watching before the Super Bowl.
Yes, it should be interesting with the veterans versus the enthusiastic rookies.
Absolutely. The old versus the new. One guy a little bit closer to retirement, Peyton Manning, than Cam Newton.
His last year, too.
Yeah. He's got his whole lifetime ahead of him. I wonder how they work their financial planning. They have a little bit more money to deal with than we do here.
Yeah, hopefully they do not end up like some have in the past, where they end up broke, unfortunately.
Exactly. If all professional athletes only had great financial advisors like you have at Klaus Financial, and let's explain to our listeners too, Malia. Remind our listeners what the purpose of these weekly Money in Motion shows are.
Thanks, Mike. Well, what we're attempting to do every week is listen to our listeners with their questions. Our clients have questions about what should I be doing for retirement now? These are my choices. I've got an early pensions coming my way. Should I be taking it? Social Security, should I be taking it at 62 or 66 at full retirement age? A lot of questions start coming up, 5 years before you head into retirement. We, of course, like our clients and listeners to start planning way ahead of that. So every week we like to answer questions that you might have pertaining to your, situation and kind of keep you focused on important things such as estate planning, tax planning, obviously investment planning. And with the markets the way they've been, people have lots of questions usually about that.
Yeah, and a little bit of roller coasters of late. So that might spark some questions that have been on your mind. If you have a question that you'd like to call into the show right now, live, you can call 815-398-WROK. That's 815-398-9765. You will also have an opportunity later to answer the Klaus quiz question of the week, which you need to listen to the entire show to kind of get the answer to it. This week's winner will receive a $25 gift card for Starbucks. So I know one thing on everyone's minds is taxes. They're starting to get some of their documents back from 2015. I know we've been discussing some of this past month. I understand Congress passed something just last month in December called PATH, P-A-T-H. What is that about?
Well, we love to use acronyms. And this acronym actually stands for Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes, Act of 2015. Now, I don't think it's protecting Americans from tax hikes for the rest of your life. Let's just clarify. We're talking about certain ones that have been extended every single year for the last few years, and they're finally saying at the end of last year, okay, we're making some of these permanent. So, it leaves accountants and individuals who are doing their own taxes kind of in a quandary at the end of the year. Can I take this as a deduction or not? Is Congress going to extend it another year? So it's nice when they do this. We probably aren't going to see any major modifications to the tax code this year, only because it's an election year, and typically in election years we don't see major tax changes. But we'd like to point out some of the permanent adjustments that have been made, permanent laws, and then some of the adjustments. So one of the biggest ones that we will be talking to our clients about is that now that when people are 70 and a half, and we've talked about that with required minimum distributions, that's when the IRS says you must start taking a certain percentage of your qualified monies, which could be your IRAs, out every year and pay taxes on it. So that's not a choice. Everybody has to start doing that at 70 and a half. But what's different now is they are permanently allowing you to take up to $100,000 well, I mean, we're assuming you've got, you know, quite a bit in your portfolio. You can do an IRA distribution of up to $100,000, take that out tax-free to a charity. So you don't have to pay the taxes on that money. Charity doesn't have to pay taxes on receiving that money. The only caveat is you can't do that plus take a charitable deduction on your taxes. But it's a really nice thing because many of our clients say, I know I have to take out this $8,000, $10,000 distribution because I'm over 70 and a half, but I really don't want to because I don't need it. Well, if you don't need it, you're in a nice position now because you can just allow a charity to take it and you don't have to pay taxes on it. So it really is a win-win, and I'm really happy to see that passed. Another thing, and again, this is just a little bit of a change, the estate tax exemption this year is rising from 5.45 million up to from 5.43 million. So that went up a little bit. That's important as we look at whole estates. Many people think estates are only their immediate assets, their investments, their home. But when we play into life insurance and everything else, people's estates can grow pretty darn fast. That exemption level has been all over the board. It was down at, you know, in recent years as low as 600,000. It's now up over 5 million, which is great. But still, those are things that tax preparers, accountants are always watching to make sure that you're not coming close to that.
And Steve, what other changes in the tax laws have now become permanent?
Well, in addition to that, there were several other ones, as Malia alluded to earlier. One specifically in the act made a permanent change to the 529 plans for people for higher education and learning. Now they will actually allow for qualified expenses for computers and other technology costs, where in the past that's always been one of those gray areas. So that's a big plus for, you know, for kids in college and for their parents to help towards those expenses, where they can actually use $529. Another one that's very beneficial to help families out is through the American Opportunity Tax Credit. It's now permanent. It's a $2,500 tax credit per student for the first 4 years of college. As usual, though, with regard to tax credits, there will be some phase-outs whether or not you'd be eligible to take advantage of those tax credits. For individuals, starts phasing out if you're earning $80,000 a year or more, and for joint returns, it's at $160,000. Some of the things we also point out, as Malia mentioned earlier, is that there's a lot of complexity involved, and as usual, Congress passed it in December, kind of a last-minute thing for 2015, but fortunately going forward on a permanent basis. We always point out for individuals to make sure you check with your tax person for all the details. We work with that information a lot, but we do not actually do the tax preparation.
And a real quick clarification, or what people should remember, a big difference between a tax credit and a tax deduction, right? Credit is actual money.
Right off the top.
Yeah, that you can get credited back.
That is right. Huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And that $2,500 per eligible student for the first 4 years of college. That's the American Opportunity Tax Credit. We're going to take a break and continue with Steve and Malia from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're back on Kloss Financial's Money in Motion, taking your calls at 815-398-9765. That's 815-398-WROK. Any questions at all about retirement, planning your finances for taxes, not necessarily tax-specific preparation questions. See a tax professional for that. But you're putting your ducks in a row right now for the 2015 taxes, which are going to be due a little bit later than normal this year, right, Malia?
Yeah, and again, we don't we're not suggesting procrastination is the right thing, but because of Emancipation Day falling on Friday, April 15th this year, they've actually moved it to Monday, April 18th is the time you can file your 2015 taxes or any time before that. And I think last week we reminded our listeners, please do not wait to the last minute to call your accountant for us for a actual appointment. Get that scheduled, but be reasonable, because you probably aren't going to get all your documents for another couple weeks yet, and you don't want to rush the documents, because when you rush the documents, there's usually errors. So just get all your ducks in a row so you're ready and get that scheduled.
And if you want to call Kloss Financial to set up an appointment to get your retirement questions answered, perhaps, 815-877-8440 is the number to Kloss Financial, 815-877-8440. And their website is klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Now, we will be taking calls, too, if anyone has a financial question, at 815-398-WROK. That is our listener line, 815-398-9765. Steve, was there anything else you think listeners should be thinking about as taxes get closer and closer? You still got a couple months to go, but it's smart to get things starting to put your stuff together for April, no?
Yeah, it really is, Mike. That's a good point. As Malia mentioned just a minute ago, we always encourage people to go ahead and make the phone call to your tax person to set up your meeting, but realize that most of the 1099s and or W-2s really are not technically needed to be sent out until January 31st. And as Malia mentioned, sometimes there are changes that can occur within those documents that they have to send out again. So jumping on it too early can almost be worse than not. It does a couple of different things. You can take a look at what you did or didn't do for tax deductions for 2015, but then you can also plan for 2016 to take some of those extra steps that maybe you missed, or, again, with some of the regulation changes, things to be aware of.
Yeah, and the truth is, Steve can attest to that, the people who want to file really soon are expecting refunds, and the people who are delaying it probably are paying.
Right.
And the worst thing in the world is not to have an extension. A lot of accountants are overworked at this time of the year, and if you have to do an extension, at least, you know, you'll have to pay your taxes at the same time, but if all the paperwork's not completed, at least an extension will buy you some time to get all the papers in order. So,
and that's usually October, I think, is when you can extend your federal taxes. I know go to October, and I'm pretty sure your state ones usually 6 months later, right? So October 18th, I assume it would be in this case.
Yeah, I think that's about right. So as Steve said, again, we are not filing taxes for accountants, but just making sure that they understand, you know, throughout the year what things they should be doing, so that when April hits, it's not a big surprise how much their tax bill is going to be. So one of the big areas, again, to highlight would be about your IRA and 401k contributions this year. The limits actually remain unchanged. So if you're under 50, you can be putting away $5,500 this year into an IRA for yourself. And if you're over 50, the catch-up provision allows you to put in another $1,000, so $6,500. So if you don't have a plan through work, you need to establish an IRA outside of work and get that going for yourself or for your spouse. At work, you can put away as much as $18,000 if you have a 401k or 403b or other retirement plan. And again, if you're over 50, up to $24,000. So we really spend a lot of time honing in with our clients to make sure you have an active plan, you're putting money away. If there's a match, you're not negating the fact they're giving away free money. You want to take advantage of that. So really, the sooner you can plan some of these things, put them into place, the better for you.
Yeah, it's so crucial to emphasize that. I know a lot of people are feel like they live paycheck to paycheck. Well, all right, I'm going to get my budget stuff taken care of, and then hopefully I'll have a little bit of money left over. I know it's a cliche, everyone says it all the time, but you really do need to pay yourself first mm-hmm. and consider the money you're putting away for your IRA or whatever, a payment to your future self.
Right. Right? Yeah, and I know we all love immediate gratification, but let me tell you, the years go by pretty fast, and you're going to need some extra money as you enjoy your retirement. Some other areas, health savings account contributions, HSAs, that actually went up by $50 this year for 2016. So you can put away as much as $6,750 into an HSA for an individual up to $3,350. That remained unchanged. And Steve, what about Social Security benefits?
Yes, for Social Security, that pretty much remained unchanged as well. As most recipients are aware, there were no increases for inflation this year. And when it comes to earning or should say receiving Social Security starting at age 62, as we've talked about in the past, they've actually kept that income number the same of $15,720 a year that you can earn while receiving benefits from age 62 to your full retirement age without impacting the benefits you receive. And as you may or may not remember, in that situation, for every $2 you go over the $15,720 a year of working income, you would lose $1 of Social Security benefits.
Mm. Yeah, and those kind of questions come up a lot as people are deciding, should I retire this year? Should I start the Social Security? And I don't like to pay money back. Nobody likes that feeling. So making sure we understand the totals. And that really can make or break, you know, people's decision whether or not they're going to retire any particular year based on how much income.
We are going to ask the Klaus Quiz question of the week right now. And if you listening to this right now know the answer to it, we mentioned it pretty early in the show today. If you answer it correctly and call 815-877-8440, that's 877-8440 in the 815 area code. That is the number for Klaus Financial. You win a $25 gift card for Starbucks. This week's Klaus Quiz question of the week is, how many dollars can a person over 70 and a half take from their IRA and give to a charity tax-free in 2016? Say again. How many dollars can a person over 70 and a half take from their IRA and give to a charity tax-free in 2016? 877-8440 in the 815 area code. First person to answer wins a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Steve and Malia, is there anything else either of you would like to add before we say goodbye this week?
I have just one thing with regard to the taxes we've talked about for the last few weeks.
Yes.
Things to keep in mind, tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion can throw you in the clink.
That's great.
A great distinction. Avoidance versus evasion. Very big difference.
Major difference.
Yeah. And I just wanted to mention that this PATH Act that we spoke of, obviously there's no singular tax law involved in any tax code. In other words, I think it was 18 pages long as far as all the different areas they covered for businesses and so forth. We just highlighted a couple of them today, but there are tax breaks for businesses as well that are included in that. So you might want to take a look at the act and see if that might cover some of the things that involve your own particular tax return.
Okay. Again, if you have any questions about anything at all that we mentioned, call Klaus Financial directly, and also maybe set up an appointment, free consultation. You can sit down with a Klaus Financial advisor and set up an appointment, 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. Or go to klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Stephen Malia, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Now that we know who is in the Super Bowl 2015, the Denver Broncos or the Carolina Panthers, who are you choosing to win? Steve, I'll go with you first.
Well, Mike, that's a good question. I think I'm going to lean on Carolina with the energy and excitement of the rookies.
Okay. Steve picks Carolina. Malia, who are you going with?
I second that. We always go with the underdogs. Well, they're not necessarily the underdog this time, but we like to go with people who've never won a Super Bowl ring. So I think we'll go with the Panthers.
That's true. I am going with the Broncos because I think that Cam Newton will have plenty of opportunities to win future Super Bowls. This is Peyton Manning's final shot to equal his brother's ring chance. And I know my producer, Natalie, is not a Peyton Manning fan for some reason, and she's not rooting for him. But, the problem last year, if you remember, there was a huge snowstorm the day of the Super Bowl, I think, and a lot of people didn't go to work the next day. Schools were closed.
Right.
And so hopefully that doesn't happen this time, because we hope to talk the Monday after the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. We'll also talk with you next week as well. And most of the show, this Klaus Financial Money in Motion, will be talking about all the intricacies of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. That's what we're after.
I'm joking. No, don't talk about that. Stephen Malia, we always enjoy having you. Listeners, again, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Call 815-877-8440 to set up an appointment with Klaus Financial. And if you know the Klaus Quiz question of the week, I don't think, Yeah, we have people who have called in. If you know the correct answer to how many dollars can a person over 70 and a half take from their IRA and give to a charity tax-free in 2016, you win a $25 gift card for Starbucks. Stephen Malia, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks.
Have an awesome week.
All right, we'll see you next week, and we'll see you, listener, right after this on the Michael Kulik Show, hour number two. After this, stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.